إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والا عباد. My brothers and sisters, we mentioned yesterday, we talked about the issue of Iman bil Ghaib. To have Yaqeen and Iman on Al Ghaib, on that which is unperceivable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this the fundamental principle of Islam. Dhalika Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib. These are the people who have Iman in Al Ghaib, the Muslims. So that's the fundamental principle. Without Iman bil ghaib, there is no Islam. Now the issue is, how do you get and how do you develop Iman bil ghaib? Because, as we said, without that, there is nothing. So, how do we develop that? The way to develop Iman bil Ghaib is to look at the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them in many places in the Quran. Surah An-Naba is a very good place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described all His signs. And then He said, Inna yawmal fasli kana miqata. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then came to the issue of the Day of Judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this day, particular day, when it is established, and He mentioned all the signs of the Day of Judgment. But before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned His signs, His creation, which we can see around us. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادَ وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادَ وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجَ وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتَ. All of this. And then all through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the rain, and He mentioned plants and all kinds of things. Now, the reason for mentioning all of this is to draw our attention to that and to encourage us to look at that and to reflect on it. And then ask yourself, what is the message that I am getting from this? Yesterday, I was walking in the park in Chiran Palace, and what struck me as I was walking through the forest there is that the only color that I was seeing is green. Yeah, the place where I was walking, there were no flowers and so on and so on. So, it's just only green. But what struck me was that I have only one word for this green. But if you actually look at that green, it's not one green. It is, I can't even tell you how many shades of green. So what do you say, dark green, light green? I mean, beyond this, our language is, it beggars language. We don't have the language to describe that. But the colors, even though it's just one color, or so-called one color, but it's not one color, it is multiple colors. It's all kinds of green. Then the shapes, if you look at the trees, they are all leaves. In one tree, there were some long beans, which were also green. But other than that, it's all leaves. But every tree has leaves of a different kind. Right? The bear leaves, the acacia leaves are not the same as tamarind leaves. And these are not the same as Mesopsis emini leaves. These are not the same as Grevillea leaves. I mean, if you look at them, they are all leaves. But they are, all of them are different. And then you take one tree. You say, okay, I'm going to look at this tamarind tree. Every leaf of that tree is different from the other one. They are all tamarind leaves. I mean, you don't have a mango leaf on a tamarind tree. You don't have a tamarind leaf on a mango tree. But look at the leaves of the mango tree. Every single leaf has a different shape. They're not exactly the same. All the leaves, you take three leaves and put them, they're all the same. They're not the same. All of them are different. Then I was walking through that place and I saw one very large bare tree, acacia tree. And what struck me was the orientation of the branches. Now, if you look at that, no branch shades another branch. Because they are all there to grab the sun. So when the branches grow, each one is positioned slightly differently so that it doesn't shade the one under it. So the one underneath also gets sunlight and the one on top also gets sunlight. I was thinking that if I, he's an architect, I was thinking that as an architect, if you sit and say, I'm going to design this thing, which will be spread like this, you know, I mean, what kind of design that will be? How easy or difficult is that? And this is self-generated. It is freestanding. So it's got its own foundation inside. Nobody dug the foundation. It's freestanding. It is self-powered. You build a building, for its air conditioning you have to feed power from somewhere, for the lighting you have to feed in power from somewhere, you have to have a plumbing system. This thing has its own plumbing system. Phloem and xylem vessels, you have water going up and you have the product of photosynthesis starts coming down, right? All of this, the whole thing, it is taking in carbon dioxide, it is giving out oxygen. So there is a gas transfer system, there is a plumbing system, there is an energy generation system. All of this is needs energy to run. All of that, it's on its own. And the whole thing is by itself. It does not disturb anybody, does not bother anybody. And the beauty is that when it dies and it disintegrates, it gives life to so many other things. To organisms, to other plants. It creates carbon in the soil, it creates nitrogen in the soil, which is food for others, and so on and so forth. And that is a tree. That is a tree. One tree. Now, this is the issue of looking at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and building our own Iman bil Ghaib and say that this is one tree. And then again, if you go to the root of the, how did this tree come into being? Some seed got dropped there. Now, this is a natural forest, so nobody went and planted that tree. Some seed fell there. How did the seed, where did the seed come from? Some other acacia tree somewhere, some bird would have eaten it, some animal would have eaten it, excreted, that thing fell on the ground. How did it get buried? How did this seed plant itself? Work out the, on the law of averages, work out the probability factor of nothing happening to that seed. It's far, far higher than the probability of the seed actually germinating. Work out the probability of the seed germinating and just dying. Some animal eats it, some insect eats it, or there is not enough, you know, rain at that point in time, so it can't grow. If you look at the probability of all of that, those probabilities are far higher than the probability of this seed actually germinating and growing and taking root and turning into an actual big massive tree. I was in South Africa in the Kruger, and I saw the baobab trees. They are the redwoods in America and the baobabs in Africa. The trees with the longest lifespan. A baobab tree looks like, I don't know how to describe it. General appearance of a tree is that it looks like something where the tree has been uprooted and stuck upside down in the ground. Because it looks like it has roots on top instead of branches. The girth of a baobab tree is larger than this room. In South Africa, there was actually a restaurant inside the tree. There was one baobab tree in which there was a huge sort of inside that gap there was a restaurant. What is the life of this tree? They've actually done carbon dating on these things, so they know pretty accurately what the life of that tree is. About 6,000 years. So before Ibrahim alayhi salam was born, that tree was a tree. I mean, it was not a seed. It was a major tree before Ibrahim alayhi salam was even born. Imagine. This is the Allah Qudrat. And I'm not talking about a mountain or a rock or a pathar. No, this is a living thing. This is a living thing. Ajeeb the Qudrat. Now, when I look at this, that's why I go. When I go out, I tell you, that's why I go out so many times into the bush. And then the problem is people go and then the whole time they are looking at this, at their phone, or they're just going yak, yak, yak. I tell people, when you go into the forest, keep your mouth shut. Don't talk. Look. Experience it. Reflect. Think about the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is Allah, and we are worried about, you know, one piece of bread. Ajeeb, will I get my, what about my job, what about my shop, what about my business? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps this tree alive 3,000 years, 4,000 years, 6,000 years. Can you imagine? I mean, what is 6,000 years? These are all numbers. When I'm saying 5,000 years, you go and Google and say 5,000 years from today, going back in history, what was happening in the world? This is beyond recorded history. At most, you will get mythology. Nothing else. There is no actual recorded factual history which is 5,000 years old. You will get mythology. So we are talking about before human beings even, you know. This is the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how you build your iman bil ghaib. So we need to take time out. We need to sit and reflect. We need to think. And then we need to build our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. This is the meaning of iman bil ghaib. And this is the fundamental building block. And the reason why it's a fundamental building block is that when this iman bil ghaib gets strengthened, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen it in all our hearts, then the next thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaibi wa yuqimuna salah. These are the people who are iman bil ghaib, and then they establish salah. How do they and why do they establish salah? Because they know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I know Allah, I want to talk to Allah. Nazimuddin bhai comes here for fajr every day. One day he doesn't come, we say, kya hua Nazim sahab nahi aaye? Why do we say that? Taluk hai. There is some concern, there is some taluk. So what is our taluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we reflect and say, yesterday did I think of Allah? I'm not talking, even, may Allah protect us from this. Our problem is even in salah we forget about Allah. Because the mind wanders all over the place. Allah maafizna. But between salah, when we are not praying in the shop, this, that, driving, do we think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Think about that. Ask yourself, just like I'm saying, I didn't see my friend. Where is he? How come I didn't see him? Especially the people who come regularly, you know, every day, everyone. One day you don't come. Not that we expect something happen. No, what? Aaj Naid Mangul bhai nahi dikhe, Azim bhai nahi dikhe. So the issue is that, do we reflect about this and say, Subhanallah, aaj Allah Ta'ala nahi dikhe. Dikhe wo dikhte nahi, but I'm saying, Allah Ta'ala yaad nahi aaye. How come I did not think of Allah? So much time passed. This awareness, this sense of the reality of the haqq, this is what is the meaning of iman bil ghaib. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to grant us this, to fill our hearts with it, to connect us to him jalla jalaluhu, and never to allow this connection to break. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.